I'm here with Leslie and Tyrone Burton. Leslie grew up in a lower middle class family, and Tyrone grew up in an upper lower class family. Both of them grew up with vastly different family lives and experiences, but they were able to form a generational identity built on respect, community, and individual identity.
Identity. I don't have an identity. I got rid of my fingerprints when I was a young kid. I mean, I didn't think that it was necessary. So when it comes to identity...
Okay, Leslie. What is identity really?
How I see myself. And I guess, in addition, how society sees me. So with that, I would say I see myself as a Black woman, a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a professional, an educator. I think those would be some of the adjectives that I would use to describe myself and probably how society sees me. And how I came to that, I mean, well, some of it is just I am Black and I am a woman, so that's easy. But, you know, in my opinion, you can't just call yourself a mother. A mother has certain attributes. A mother does certain things. A mother sacrificed.
I wanted to explore the differences in our generational experiences. Did the lack of things lead to a more authentic and fulfilling childhood? I asked Tyrone for his fondest childhood memory.
Hey, and I decided that me and the older brother were going to actually duke it out. He was always beating up on me, and I got kind of gotten tired of it. And a lot of cases, I would actually, after he started beating up on me, I would run. So he was like, no, I'm not doing this because all you're going to do is run. So I came up with the bright idea of having a fight, but we were having it in the bathroom. And small bathroom is probably approximately 5 by 8, and we were going to lock the door so that no one could get away. So we go in the bathroom, we lock the door, and we start going at it. We're, tussling and throwing each other around. And by the time we stopped, we looked around, and the whole bathroom, we had tore up the whole bathroom. The sink was off the wall. The toilet was crooked. The curtain rod, we pulled the curtain rod down. And I didn't win still, but also I had to fix the house before my mom got home. So that's how I actually got good at actually making repairs and home remodeling, because I would always get into something with my brothers, and I would have to fix it before parents got home.
Now that we've seen how American families can live and what today's families might be missing, what is something from our childhoods that previous generations may have wanted to have better childhoods? And what is the biggest difference between our two childhoods? While Leslie's account of her fondest memory wasn't as exciting, it was still authentic. It was a memory that connected people in the community, and without community, there is no way to connect. Is that what our generation is lacking now?
About the difference in our two generations, and I talked about being freer thinkers now. With that came a attitude of entitlement, that nobody wants to work for anything. Everyone thinks that things are supposed to be given to them. This notion of fast money. Nobody wants to put in hard work. They want things.
Tyrone also agrees.
Because that just wasn't the way it was with us growing up.
Thank you. And this one, I'm just going to ask you the same question. You had a little bit of a different perspective growing up, so what's your opinion on the biggest difference between the two generations?
As your mother was saying, definitely respect, but I also think there's this whole, I don't know if this is a thing, but the now generation. Everything is now. If you want information, you got to have it now. Whereas though before you could, you had to go to the library and you had to, read some books and, come up with whatever information you wanted. Now everything is online or it's the computer. And we want everything fast. So I think that actually that whole having what you want when you want it moves into your daily life. whether it's you want to double park in the street because you want to go in a store, or whether you want to sell drugs to make money because you don't want to go out there and attempt to get a job. I think, you know, this generation feels as though they should have whatever it is that they want as fast as possible. So that whole now generation is completely, is something that I believe is a huge difference. You know, no one has the patience to wait and understand that things don't come, everything doesn't come quickly.
What else, Tyrone?
Let's see, the difference. Well, for me, growing up, I didn't have a lot. I mean, you know, we didn't have a lot of things. I can't say that we took a lot of trips. I don't think we emphasized education at that point in my life. So I think there's a vast difference in everything that, in the way I grew up and what I'm trying, or how we're trying to bring you up. I mean, you have access to quality education, and if you need assistance, you have, we can provide help financially. We can afford to get help for you. When it comes to, I guess, your desires, we're able to, you know, give you and make you feel more comfortable, give you some of the items that you just, I guess, you don't need.
What else, Leslie?
As in conversation, you are allowed to be more creative and freer thinkers. We're not just feeding you information. You're actually processing it and deciding, like, you know what, that just doesn't sound right. I think this just makes more sense. And we as adults are actually, and as your parents, are actually allowing and fostering that attitude, where with us that definitely was not the case.
Thank you. Now we can see what our generation is lacking and what your generation has given us and may have benefited from our generation. It's all a pretty interesting cycle, don't you say?
And all from the perspective of Generation X,